Now it's time for technology, and Jess Kelly is here to answer your tech questions. You can get them into us at a cost of 30 cent. 53106 is the number. We want to talk, first of all, before taking the tech questions, about roaming.
Yes, indeed.
And EU roam like at home.
Yes, which is something that came into effect last summer, and it made a massive difference to so many of us who went abroad. It meant we could use our calls and our texts and our data to a certain extent like we would here at home. Now, you know, when you look at a poster and there's a statement like that, and you see little asterisks. Well, the asterisk appears along the side the word data, because if you have a plan here at home that gives you all you can eat data, that may well be capped when you go elsewhere in the EU. For example, if you're on, I think it's 3, and they cap it at either 5 or 8 gigs, depending on your plan. Mm-hmm. So just check it out. The top tip here is, before you go anywhere, don't wait until you land in the country. Before you go anywhere, just get onto your network. If you go onto their websites, very often they have comprehensive information. So do that and you'll find out.
Okay, earlier on we were talking about Switzerland, and I'm on Vodafone, so therefore it wasn't a problem for me. Everything was the same as at home, but it is for some people.
Exactly. So again, depending on the network that you're on. So if you, a lot of the websites, when you go onto their website, you can input the country you're going to and it'll break it right down for you. So it'll say calls, texts, whatever, free. But if you go over an X amount of data per day or per trip, then it will be capped. Okay. So just check out those things.
Outside the EU, we're talking about Australia, Canada, USA, South Africa, Asia, all of that.
Yes, and unfortunately these areas are not covered by the Roam Like at Home policy. Now, a number of people, as I said earlier on, had been in touch in the last few weeks asking about these specific regions. So I sat down with Mark Whelan of bonkers.ie to ask him for a rundown on just how much you can expect to pay whilst in one of these regions.
If you look at, say, 3, Vodafone and Virgin Mobile, you're going to be paying somewhere between 5 and 7 euro for every megabyte you use in the US, Canada or Australia. Now, all the operators have handy tools on their sites where you can just put in the country you're going to and it'll tell you exactly what that is. So that's the first thing you should do. Wherever you're going to, go on your operator's website, pop in the name of the country that you're actually going to, and then you'll get a proper, like, to the right cent breakdown. But generally speaking, between 5 and 7 euro for every megabyte for those 3 providers. Air, it's even worse. It's over a tenner for a megabyte of data, which is just absolutely crazy. Tesco Mobile is actually a slightly funny one in that it's like 12 euro a megabyte for Australia. However, it's just 240 for a megabyte in the US or Canada. Now, I still wouldn't advise going away and spending 240 a megabyte. You'll still eat that up really, really quickly. So the thing to really look out for if you're taking on one of these trips is for the add-ons. So a couple of providers do a good job at having add-ons to help customers in this area. Vodafone and Virgin Mobile deserve a shout out for what they're doing on that front. So with Virgin Mobile, you can get an allowance of 500 megabytes for 55 euro, which is valid for a month. Now, 55 euro is still tasty enough, but if you are traveling a long way to Australia, for example, you're staying for 3-4 weeks, 500 megabytes of data, it'll get you by on WhatsApp and Google Maps and the things that you might need when you're out and about.
Okay, that's one way to do it, do the add-ons. The other way is to just go local, buy a cheap phone and a cheap SIM.
Exactly it. So you can either try and get your network to unlock your phone and then buy a local SIM, which is what I did when I went to Australia and it was incredible. Or you can just buy a burner phone. You know, there's a lot of, in America, for example, Best Buy have vending machines in the airport. You can buy a phone for $30, a SIM card for $60, and that's the way to go if you are going to be uploading to Instagram, Facebook, the whole shebang the whole time.
All right. I once got a 12,500 euro bill for roaming in Thailand,
God,
says Tony in Galway. My goodness.
That's awful.
That's pretty awful. Can you ask Jess to repeat the name of that new Nokia Android phone she's been raving about?
It's the Nokia 7 Plus, and it is fantastic. I'd highly recommend it.
Now, could Jess recommend a simple smartphone, if that's not a contradiction in terms? I have a 65-year-old friend who's not tech-savvy. I'm trying to persuade to change to a smartphone. It would be for calls, texts, email and Google. Nothing else really. Camera not important.
Okay, so you've got a few options here. Talking of Nokia, I'd recommend you look at the Nokia 6.1. This is one of the phones we had in studio a few weeks ago. The reason I like that is that it has a nice big screen. It's very comfortable to type on and would do all of those things brilliantly for you. It's also not going to break the bank. It's less than 200 quid.
Can Jess recommend the best desktop text-to-speech software and best speech recognition? This is from a visually impaired office worker.
There's a program called Dragon, Dragon software, and you can buy the software in the likes of Currys PC World and Harvey Norman. And what you do is you just put a headset on and then you dictate it and it comes up, and it tends to be quite accurate. Now, it does take a while to get used to your accent. All of these pieces of software, you have to train them. And, you know, if you do have a particularly strong Cork accent or Galway accent, it may take a little while for it to get used to you, but Dragon is the best one that I've come across over the last number of years.
Since the 25th, I've been locked out of my email account. When I try to log in, it says this account is not recognised. Is there any way to retrieve this account, or is it gone forever? I can't find a way of asking Yahoo. They can't seem to be contacted directly.
So this is a GDPR bug. So this is the Global Data Protection Regulation, which came into effect on Friday. And a lot of people here in Europe trying to access US services, whether it was the LA Times or the Yahoo Mail, have been blocked out. All of the service providers are trying to work to find a solution to this. But as it stands, until they get their house in order, they're not going to be allowed to interact with us here in Europe. One thing you could try and do is get an IP cloak and basically try and make it look like you're in the US. There are a few options. If you email patkenny@newstalk.com, I can email you the steps. I wouldn't advise that to everybody. It's just in the specific instance if you don't have another email address.
Jess, is there one device suitable to record high quality footage and sound for live music videos? It doesn't have to be a phone, but budget would be less than €1,000. That's from Kevin.
It depends on what kind of sound quality you want from this. So you can get an amazing phone like the Huawei P20 Pro or like the Samsung Galaxy S9, and they will do a great job in capturing the image beautifully. However, the issue comes to the audio. So, you know, I was at Ed Sheeran there 2 weeks ago, and if you record it on your phone, it'll get very distorted. So you may be better off buying a big proper camera. And unfortunately, cameras, I'm not an expert in any way, shape or form, but I would highly recommend you get onto the Guys and Cons Cameras here in Dublin. I often just go in there to ask them random questions and they're very helpful. So that's where I'd recommend you go.
I'm going to the USA next week. I wonder how best to keep my costs down, as I will have to make some calls back home. I'm on bill pay with Air. I'd be very grateful for any advice from Paul H. in Cork.
Okay, so you've a few options there. As you heard Mark Whelan from bonkers.ie say, get onto Air and see if they have a bundle, a roaming bundle, whereby you can cap the amount of the amount you're charged during your trip. The thing to remember here, it's not based on your usage alone. It is every time you turn on your phone and it logs on to an American network. So if you're going to be doing a lot, I would either recommend you get a local SIM or get onto the bundle. And then it's also worth looking to see if you could do the calls over WhatsApp. So you could try and get into a Wi-Fi zone and do it that way, which may work out cheaper again.
Okay, I'm looking for voice recognition software for a home PC to help me write reports. Is there an app, something like used in Socrates, that I can dictate and then pick up the text and create reports?
So there's again, we mentioned Dragon software earlier on in the show, but you know our dear friend Luke O'Neill, he's been writing a book. And what I said to Luke is, if you have an iPhone, you can just use Siri. You can dictate things to Siri and she can transcribe it up. And that's completely free to use if you have an iPhone. So there are free speech to text programs out there like that. It depends on, you know, the more you pay, I suppose, the more sophisticated the software and the more accurate it would be. But I would start off with something like Siri, see if that does the job. If not, move to something like Dragon, but it can be a little bit pricey.
I'm looking to get the Netgear MR1100. It's a gigabit router and portable battery available in the UK. Can't find it here.
Yeah, some stores here don't stock them, and you can't order portable batteries from the UK because you can't put them in the post, unfortunately. So unfortunately, it just seems like you're a little bit snookered there.
Roaming in the Ukraine, advice please.
Again, get onto your network, see what the rates are, and then ask for a bundle. It does very much depend on where exactly you are going.
A couple more questions which are popping up on my screen. Have you used any of the new Xiaomi smartphones yet? I've always found budget models like Huawei fantastic. I'm considering this Xiaomi for my next phone, from Tommy F.
So the Xiaomi phones, they are the new Huawei in terms of, it's a brand that not many of us know how to pronounce, so you take a stab at it. But also the technology inside is great. I haven't got my hands on one as of yet. I do think I'm going to try and purchase one in the next week or so, just so we can have it a go. Because as you know, I won't recommend something unless I've tried it myself. So I will report back in a few weeks' time.
Best travel speaker with Wi-Fi?
Ooh, with Wi-Fi or Bluetooth? In terms of connecting via Bluetooth, we did a big piece on it last week, so you can dig out that podcast. The JBL one for €70 from Curry's PC World did the job for me.
Okay. Would Jess recommend upgrading my current work HTC Desire 650 to the Sony Xperia XA1? I've had Sony Xperias in the past, which were not great. That's from Michael. I presume this is the option he's been offered in work.
I wouldn't be jumping at it, to be honest. I think you can get some of the Samsung, I think it's a Samsung J5 or something like that, for a similar price bracket. Now, the Sony Xperia XA1, we did review it a while ago and it was good, but I would probably move away from the Sonys, to be honest with you.
When an iPhone is disabled and you forget the password, how can it be rectified?
I honestly don't.
It's a pain, isn't it?
It's one of those ones where you may as well get the child of Prague out, because it'll have the same impact as doing anything else. You can try and contact Apple if you want, but unfortunately you do need to try and rack your brain.
And a final one, can you ask Jess, how come every time I download a software upgrade on my Samsung Note 8, some useful features no longer exist, such as favourite numbers, shortcuts, etc.? Should I ignore the updates from Jim?
So the reason they try and do that is to try and optimise the phone. So there could be one of those little features that's draining the battery life or getting in the way of the performance, so they just kill it. I wouldn't recommend you ignore updates, because very often they're for security purposes, but also for performance purposes. So if you want the best from your phone, I would say download it.
Okay. Jess, Tech Talk Sunday, 6 o'clock?
Sunday at 6 o'clock, but it's also going to be available on podcast from Friday at noon every week.